Talk about having to keep many balls in the air at once. So many things happened over the weekend that the world barely noticed. A major story, Haitians went to the polls yesterday to elect a new president in a runoff election. The contest pitted a former first lady against one of the country's most famous and colorful pop singers. Despite some delays at polling places, the voting went much more smoothly than last November's troubled primary. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince.
At 7 in the morning outside this polling place in the capital's Bel Air neighborhood, voters were pressed against each other, lining up down the block. Placide Marie Nadier is supervising the voting here. She says when she went to set up the polling place, she found only ballots from a 2009 senatorial race. She says it's so frustrating that the authorities did such a poor job. Nadia says she also didn't get the black ink pens to mark voters' thumbs so they can't vote again. Outside, Hill Lugine, an unemployed carpenter, had given up his spot in line for a piece of shade across the street. Lugine recited the slogan many voters said brought them out to the polls. Change. He wants change and will cast his ballot for pop singer Michel Martelly. The 50-year-old Martelly is a newcomer to politics, and that seems to have won him a big following, especially among the poor. Down the street at another polling place, Jacqueline Antoine says she went for Martelly too. She says she's sick of living in a tent. She's been there with six other family members ever since the January 2010 earthquake. That disaster killed hundreds of thousands of people and left more than a million homeless. Antoine says it's no way for human beings to live. Whoever becomes Haiti's next president will face the daunting challenges of managing billions of dollars of foreign reconstruction aid and fighting a deadly cholera outbreak. He or she will also have to contend with two former leaders who've recently returned to the country, former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier and President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Many feared Aristide's return Friday would complicate yesterday's election, but the former president remained silent in his home. The streets were calmer than last November's primary, although these Martelly supporters chanted the country will see fire if he is not declared the winner. As Martelly cast his ballot at a public school, a huge crowd formed. Nearly trampled by reporters, Martelly spoke briefly. He said today is the day change begins in Haiti. He promised that Haitians will get access to jobs and education. Education was a big issue for 23-year-old student Bernard Lejeune. He voted for candidate Mirlan Maniga. As a former first lady and one-time senator, he says Maniga has far more experience. Politically, both candidates are right of center, but the similarities end there. Maniga is quite reserved, was educated in France, and draws her support among students. Martelly is better known for his crude antics as a pop performer. He doesn't have a college degree and has admitted to past drug use. Despite early snafus at polling places, this round went off better than last November's primary. Haitian Election Council Chief Gaillot Dorsonville apologized for the voting delays. Through an interpreter, he said that yesterday's vote was a great step forward for Haiti.
Democracy is getting strengthened in Haiti.
Democracy is getting strengthened in Haiti. Official results aren't expected until March 31st. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.